Any other sort of take-home points from ASCO you want to comment on?
Well, I think the whole molecular profiling, genomic profiling is where we're headed. And I don't know that there was anything truly practice-changing, but there were some things that really, I think, were the basis for studies that it would be needed. Dan Hayes looked at the CLGB9344 trial of AC plus or minus paclitaxel, did some HER2 staining, and it suggested that the majority of the benefit for adding the taxane was in HER2 positives. We'd previously seen a similar analysis with ER in that same trial, suggesting that it was the ER positives who all benefited. So although I don't think it's any one factor per se, and that's where molecular profiling comes in, you know, even with the 21 gene recurrence score assay, Oncotype DX, you can look at 16 cancer-related genes that kind of magnify pathways, the HER2 and the ER pathway, as well as proliferation pathways and all. And that's probably going to be better than any one marker alone. So I think we're going to get better at predicting response to therapies and picking therapies that match the profile better. And we're already seeing some hints of that. We also have some prognostic markers. You know, UPA-PI1, which the Europeans have been presenting for a while, is a nice prognostic marker. The problem is the assay can't be done on anything but frozen tissue right now. But we're even designing therapies looking at impacting that pathway. So genomic profiling leading to better choosing patients for therapy, as well as identifying some targets for therapy, important targets that are leading the cancer to be able to survive and metastasize.